While many farmers markets tend to shut down around this time each year, one local market is just getting started. Last week, Siloam Springs debuted its online farmers market. Stacy Hester, the market's manager, says they were planning on possibly starting a winter market next year, but that timetable got moved up after Meredith Bergstrom, executive director of Main Street Siloam Springs, learned about locallygrown.net earlier this year. After doing some research, Hester discovered hosting the Siloam Springs Farmers Market on this website was a viable option, and it officially opened on November 3rd. Hester also had to train vendors on how to use the site, and she says the online market was met with mixed reactions.
A lot of them, especially the younger vendors or the ones who are already familiar with using software, were very excited because this gave them an opportunity to earn some extra income through the winter. A lot of our farmers have not planted and grown things through the winter before. So we were talking about this in, probably July and August. We started talking about it and asking them if they would be willing to participate. And a few of them who had the greenhouses said, you know, this would be a really great thing for us to try. They planted things. We have had concerns with using the computer software. But once I sat down and we went through the training, they realized it was not difficult at all. They knew that I was, you know, a resource for them to contact if they needed help. And we had one of them actually go to their library because they didn't have a computer at home. They went to their library and logged on there and went through and set their stuff up and printed their orders and, you know, got everything ready without any problems.
Vendors are responsible for uploading their products to the market website, so they can include photos if they wish. Hester says vendors can also give descriptions of their products and set their own prices. Vendors also have the option of giving the exact amount or an estimated amount of product if they think they may have more ready by the pickup date. On the consumer side, the market is free to use, but patrons must first create an account. As of this week, Hester says more than 140 people have registered for a free account. Once patrons have signed into the website, they can shop and add products to their cart. The market is open from Sunday until 5 p.m. Wednesday. Vendors then have until Saturday morning to prepare their items. Patrons can then come pick up their purchases from 9 to 11 Saturday mornings at Wellspring Nutrition, which is located at 116 North Broadway. Hester says the market does not offer online transactions, so patrons can use cash and EBT SNAP benefits to pay for their purchases when they pick up their ordered items. Hester says the farmers market has seen quite a bit of growth in the last 2 years.
I would attribute it to the fact that Meredith came in to be the executive director of Main Street 3 years ago. And when she worked the farmers market, that was part of her job the first year, was to work the farmers market. She realized that even though it's been here for 15 years, that there was a lot more that we could do if it was better structured, if it was run more like a business as a whole, instead of just people setting up their own business in the park. And so she came up with some different guidelines and implemented them, and we've really worked, I only came this year, but she really worked with the vendors to help them learn how to promote their business and promote their products. And just be consistent in showing up and different things like that. And it's made a difference. We've done better as far as getting the word out to the community as well as what is offered.
15 vendors are participating in the online market and are selling a variety of goods. Some of the items patrons can purchase include beef, chicken, pork, baked goods, and vegetables like kale, lettuce, and winter squash. Vendors who participate in the market will be charged a 10% commission. An 8% surcharge will be added to a patron's purchase, and that money will help cover the expenses of running the market. If the online market goes well, Hester says they plan on continuing to offer it once the open-air market returns in April.
I feel that offering the products year-round keeps the community connected to supporting the local farmers. When you have several months off, you have to go find some place to get what you need, and then you have to, you know, get back in the habit of coming back to the market when it opens. So if we're able to offer it year-round, it benefits the consumer and the farmer.
The Siloam Springs Online Farmers Market is open each week from Sunday until 5 p.m. Wednesday. Items may be picked up from 9 to 11 each Saturday morning at Wellspring Nutrition. Market organizers request that patrons bring bags or boxes to pack their purchases in. The open air market will return in April. More information is available at silomsprings.locallygrown.net.